A favorite segment for us each week is Moment in Sound. Our special guest for Moment in Sound is Sioux Falls-based singer-songwriter Micah Kittleson. The indie artist has dynamic range, and with his guitar and harmonica, he can make you think of what it might be like today for Neil Young or Bob Dylan to be in their 20s. You can see him from time to time at Total Drag Records in Sioux Falls, and we're going to find out more about Micah and hear some music this morning. Micah Kittleson, welcome to In the Moment. And percussionist Hans Lundquist is with us as well, so we're going to visit with both Micah and Hans throughout the next 20 minutes or so here on In the Moment. But gentlemen, if you would, let's go ahead and start with some music. What do you have for us?
The song is called Caffeine and Nicotine.
I love this one.
Smoke fills up my lungs, and I do feel much better after my favorite legal drug. Getting better now. It's a funny feeling that I have, and I will not be mastered by a substance or a pastor. It's been a somber road this past year. THC swishers, a good relationship gone so wrong, and I have taken comfort just as gravity takes hold, puking up my supper. I'll regret this when I'm old. I'm so cold. 'Cause I've been down, getting better now. It's a funny feeling that I have. I will not be mastered by a substance or a pastor. It's been a somber road this past year.
Love that one. Caffeine and Nicotine, right?
That's right.
Awesome. Our guest again is Micah Kittleson, joined by Hans Lundquist. Hans on percussion and Micah on vocals, guitar, and harmonica. When I saw you guys play at Total Drag back in January, that stood out to me as just being a really great song. I mean, lyric-wise, it shows your range in voice. The harmonica's in there. It's just a fantastic tune. Talk about the lyrics of that song and,
yeah,
and why, just how you developed the lyrics for it.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. I mean, I remember just walking, went out for a walk a couple weeks ago, and it was late, and I had a lot of coffee that day, and I think I had like a cheap cigar from a gas station or something, and I was like, I'm not gonna be able to sleep. It's finding the balance between the premise of the song. It's just finding the balance between the things that you take comfort in and the things that will end up taking away from just life. So you know, things like harder drugs, you know, for example, versus caffeine. Or a cigarette, you know. It's very fine balance.
Caffeine and a convenience store cigar. That sounds like something from college days, which is where you guys are right now. You're both students here at the University of Sioux Falls, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And we're broadcasting from our studios right here on the USF campus. Micah and Hans, you just met not so long ago, right?
Yeah, I'd say about a year ago we were in choir together and...
Music theory,
yeah, that's what it was.
Music theory one.
Yeah, we took music theory together back when we were both music majors and just started hitting it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Micah, you were telling me an interesting story too about your parents knew each other.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I'm still fuzzy on the details on that.
Yeah,
but
so, apparently, that show that we played at Total Drag in January, we found that out that same night. We found out that our parents went to Augustana College here in Sioux Falls together, but that some of them were from Beersford together.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kittleson's and Lundquist's, I texted my dad that same night, and he said he hadn't talked to Micah's parents in 30 years or so, and so it was just funny.
It's
to
crazy.
See that.
Small world. Definitely.
Yeah. Micah, talk to me about the University of Sioux Falls and your experience here, because one thing you said before we went on the air, which is totally different than anybody we've had on our Moment in Sound segment, mm-hmm. is that you're a student first and a musician second. First of all, what are you studying and
yeah.
What's your future look like?
Well, right now I'm studying youth ministry and theology with a minor in entrepreneurial studies. When I say student first, musician second, I mean, I really want to make sure that, you know, I'm taking my studies ahead of, you know, a career in music. Because I don't see myself going down that road anytime mm-hmm. soon. In the future, I mean, top goal in life. Own a coffee shop, run like a youth center concert venue out of that coffee shop. That's kind of where the entrepreneurial studies thing is going to come into play.
So the music is there and it's still something that you want to be a fun part of your life.
Yeah, for, absolutely.
And are you kind of thinking that the music business has its... drawbacks as far as making money and things like that? Is that one of the things that might keep you away from wanting a professional career?
Yeah, you
there?
Definitely don't go into music, especially folk music, for the money. Same with youth ministry.
Yeah,
if you're going into youth ministry for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, Hans, if you could bring the mic just a little closer, we'll want to talk to you about the same thing. Now, you're also a student here at the University of Sioux Falls. What are you studying?
I'm studying music education for choir and band. But actually, I have plans on going to a seminary later, hopefully. So there's a lot of things that are working in the works there. But
Okay. Well, guys, let's get to some more music here right now. And Micah, want to set this up for us? What do you have?
This song is called, it's a long title. It's called "I Am Happier Than I've Been in a Long, Long Time," and I wrote it right after I got employed at the local coffee shop in Sioux Falls, and just brought me out of a kind of a stagnant way of life where, you know, every day was the same. And so to get this job really meant a lot to me, and so. Yeah. Off your mind, I know it's hard to cry, but once those tears flow, suddenly we'll know the innocence you've lost along the way. I felt it for myself. Lost some friends, went through hell. No interest, I'm repressed. I'm a mess, I'm depressed. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Micah Kittleson, guitar, vocals, and harmonica, and Hans Lundquist on percussion. And Micah, again, I was talking about the first time I saw you play back in January at Total Drag. That was a successful mission because I went there to visit David Dondero. He came on the show, and Meriwether Raindelay played. Mm-hmm. He's been on, and now we've got the hat trick. You're the third from that group of performers that's been on the program, so thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is recording. Now, I've seen you have some things on the internet. Do you ever plan on putting a CD together?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about just finding the time and place. The problem I've had with recording is that I feel like every time I record something, I feel like I can do it better the next time. So I'm never sure when to put out an album, but I am looking around to record an actual album.
Isn't that the true sense of an artist, a perfectionist?
It's tough. Yeah.
How about other musicians in town here? Have you had a chance to collaborate or work with other musicians, or have any musicians been helpful along the way for you?
Yeah, definitely. My longtime high school friend, Jacob Lemmy of the Lemons, has definitely been... we used to be in a acoustic folk duo, I guess you could call it, called Cold Coffee. And we have a few demos on SoundCloud, C-O-L-D-D. Space C-O-F-F-E-E. And those were back from early high school. Other musicians that have been an influence. I think Burlap Wolfking. Mm-hmm. He's just a great dude and a fantastic musician. And I guess I kind of look up to him as like the standard for local music. As far as collaborations, though, not much.
Yeah. How about growing up, once you got past the children's records and into some real music, what were the things that you gravitated toward?
Definitely a guy I came, named Rocky Bottolato, Damien Rice, Elliot Smith is a huge one. Mm-hmm. I actually spent like last summer listening to Elliot Smith, just all of his music and that's so good.
Really well respected too among other musicians from various genres. Yeah.
Yeah. The Avett Brothers.
Sure.
That's great. I would say those are my main influences.
Did you start on the guitar and then gradually bring in the harmonica then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a nice sound.
I started playing guitar seriously probably around 10th grade. And my youth pastor growing up started playing harmonica, and I was like, oh, that's super cool, and it adds a lot to the sound. And he's like, Micah, it's so easy. Just get a brace and get a harmonica, because, like, you can't play a wrong note if you're in the right key. So, I just kind of took it and ran.
Well, definitely keep us in the loop. Micah Kittleson, our guest here on Moment in Sound, and Hans Lundquist as well. And, Micah, if you'd just play us out to the top of the hour, we'll go ahead and close the program. Yeah. And once again, thank you very much, both of you guys, for being on today. Again, I'm Steve Zwemke, filling in for Lori Walsh on In the Moment. I want to thank our producer in Vermilion, Chris Loffery, also Josh Earle at our Vermilion studio, Lori Walsh, our Rapid City reporter, China Lockett, and also our special guest today, Peter Davenport. We're back Monday with another show, as always, 11 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Mountain. And until next time, a little music from Micah Kittleson to close out the hour.
I didn't mean to forget you. Didn't mean to heal so fast. I know that I'll always love you, but my mourning could not last. Maybe someday you'll forgive me.